When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Minisode Monday. Happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Today, we're talking with my friend John Levy, author of The 2 a.m. Principle. We're going to discuss how to end conversations and leave conversations that you don't want to be in without burning the bridge, and something called the copy machine effect. You can start using this right away. Here's John Levy. We're back with John Levy, author of The 2 a.m. Principle. Look, you go on a lot of adventures, you have a lot of events, even the influencers dinners that we have at your place, or that I've been to a few at your place, you meet a lot of interesting people. They're curated, but when you're out and about, you don't have the ability to curate beforehand. You got to do it in real time. So if you meet somebody great, great, they're in your group. If you meet somebody not so great, what do you do to maybe cut ties without making a scene, without burning a bridge, without making it a whole thing?
So this is a really uncomfortable situation. I actually get approached by a lot of people, and they want to have conversations and learn and network and connect with the people that I know, or maybe I met somebody out at a party. I'm traveling through Europe, and I need to figure out a way to isolate the people I want to spend time with and not include other people that I might not find as interesting. And so there's a few things I do. If it's just me by myself, I look at my phone really quickly and I go, oh, I'm so sorry. If you could please excuse me, I have to deal with this. It's time sensitive. And then I go and answer an email in the corner by myself and try to avoid making eye contact. Mm-hmm. Or if it's somebody who's just continuously speaking, I pick up my phone. So there's two things you can do. One is there's these apps that will call you.
Oh, nice.
So there's something called a do button by IFTTT, if this, then that. Mm-hmm. And if I push the button on my phone, it will call me.
Sweet.
So a few moments later, it starts ringing. You can pick up. You say, oh, please excuse me. This is important. And the
it's important. It's my self-calling. And they want to get the hell out of here right now.
And I am really important. So it's a call from somebody super.
Right.
So there's that. Now, the more awkward situation is, if let's say I'm at a bar, I'm with a group of people, and somebody tries to join the group or something like that. And in those situations, I just kind of level with people in the nicest way possible.
People you don't want to join the group, because normally you're going to let people join the group if they're fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My general belief is the more the merrier, unless like my friend is trying to hit on some girl and then another guys.
Yeah, you got to run a little interference.
Yeah.
Got it. But yeah, generally, the more the merrier.
Yeah,
I got it.
Because when you're traveling, like all the tourists want to get together. They all want to drink. They all want to have like an epic night out. And so, you know, also if somebody's harmless, like it's no big deal. But sometimes like I've come across people who are depressed and like just super negative. And I kind of pull them aside. And I'm like, hey, listen, I'm super sorry. But I promised that I'd catch up with my friends, or like we're trying to have kind of an intimate evening. And I look them in the eye and I shake their hand and I'm like, I hope you have a really wonderful night, but we are going to just spend some quality time together. And what's really important is to add the word because.
Right, yes.
And my hunch is you've probably spoken about the photocopy experiments.
Go ahead, I think it's been a while.
So essentially, a series of experiments were done at school. People were lined up to use the photocopier, and we wanted to, the researchers wanted to see what would the effects be of somebody wants to cut in line. So they tested it in a few ways. One is they had people come up and say, mind if I cut to the front of the line? I'm because I need to be somewhere in a few minutes. And that they figured that sense of urgency would cause people to let them cut. And in the overwhelming majority of the cases, no problem. Then they would had people test, can I just cut you in line? And a certain percentage of the time it would still work. Mm-hmm. And people would just let them with no explanation. But in the third scenario, they had people say, do you mind if I cut you in line? Because, and then they followed it up with something completely absurd. I want to make copies.
Right.
No additional information was given, no real difference in anything. But because we used the word because, it had almost identical results to when people had a legitimate reason. And so giving people a reason makes a huge difference.
Regardless of the reason.
Yeah.
And because this is Minisode Monday and we're running out of time, let's go back to getting rid of people in a polite way. So you're using the photocopier effect, saying, we need to do this and we need to be alone because I said that I would do that.
Well, Jordan, let me just say this right now. I really wish I could keep talking to you and recording this Minisode Monday. It's a real pleasure to shake your hand and say, I'm just going to excuse myself because I need to catch up with a friend that's in the other room. So I hope you and your listeners have a great evening.
Awesome. Thanks for coming back on. I guess you're just going to leave now and I'll be here with my recorder.
Yes. All by yourself. Alone. Yes.
Thanks, John. Much appreciated.
That's it for Minisode Monday. Don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. It'll help you connect better with others, create more productive personal and business relationships, and there's step-by-step challenges to help you move forward. There's also a Facebook group with thousands of other AOC family taking the challenge as well. Of course, AJ and I are in there with the rest of the Art of Charm team, helping you all move through the challenges. Text CHARMED to 33444 here in the USA, or go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's KAJABI.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.